Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, my good buddy, had a great day playing golf with him yesterday. Baseball writer for many years. I'll give him a pop. I know he's on SNY, I think 6 o'clock tonight. Right, John? I think that's what it is.
Six o'clock, that's my buddy. Back on BNNY.
That's my buddy, John Harper. Hi, John. What time are you on tonight on SNY?
Yeah, 6 o'clock, that Baseball Night in New York show. We're back in the studio.
So nice.
Should be some fun.
Good for you.
Yeah, I scheduled a short game lesson after my golfing perils yesterday.
Yeah, we had a great game. We had a great day. Yeah, beautiful day.
It was fun.
We had fun. We'll have to get out there again.
I've heard you talk a lot about golf, John. I never knew you took such a wicked lash with that driver. Man,
I had a good day. You know what, John? I had one of my best days. I got to tell you, this is no doubt about it, because I've been very up and down all year with my driver. Yesterday was one of the best days I had off the tee. Really, well. I attribute that to your presence, John. I'll tell you.
I inspired you, Joe.
I think
swing,
you did.
You got to swing hard. That's my motto.
Yeah, hey, look, you know, man, I just get it out there, you know, whatever. You got to be like DeChambeau. You see the way he swings? It's like he's, oh, my God. I don't know how he hits the ball like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm not sure my spine could handle that kind of force right now.
Yeah, well, he's a little younger than we are, so I think that's the case, you know.
But it was fun. It was a great day, Joe.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's go. Let's talk about the season. Are you confident that the season's going to get underway? Let's start with that, John.
I feel like I am. We know these positive tests are popping up. Chapman the other day, and they're going to continue. But baseball they know this is going to happen. That's why you have these expanded rosters. They have plenty of players. I think the only real crisis would be if there's a huge outbreak on one team, then they'd have to figure out what to do. But no, I think they're going forward with this, and I think they'll get it started. And then, I mean, unless this thing spirals out of control again around the country, I mean, it's not exactly under control right now. But I think that at the very least they're going to get started and get playing.
I'll tell you, the worst thing that could happen to me is they start and then they have to stop. I got to tell you. I mean, I would, and I want to see. Look, I'm ready for the games to start breaking games down again now, but. If that was going to happen, I'd rather see it not start, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that would be quite a tease. But, you know, I mean, look, they have all these extra players there.
Right,
and,
right.
So I think it's not a question of having enough bodies or anything like that. So I really think unless it's just huge outbreaks in certain places, then I have a hard time seeing why they won't continue playing. So, you know, it is. I heard you before. I think, you know, we're all ready for baseball. We're all ready for something, that's for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you know, especially us on doing sports talk, it's time to be breaking down games again. You know what I mean, John? I don't think there's any question about that. That's for sure.
Yeah. You guys have had some tough sledding getting through these last few months. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, we've been breaking down games from, 35, 40 years ago. We've been doing a lot of that. Let me ask you this, as far as the dynamic here, because I look at this with a 60-game season, anybody could win, John. I mean, this is a totally different thing. I mean, we've seen plenty of teams, you know, over an 80-game stretch have a good start to the season and then fade. I think this really levels the playing field for anybody to make a big run this year, right?
Absolutely, Joe. And, you're right. We've seen it over the years. Teams could be in first place come June, even July, and then by September, they're usually gone. And usually, to me, it comes down to over 162 games, pitching is what separates the best from the worst. And usually these teams, they may get have a hot start, they run out of pitching. That's usually the case if they're not that good. So, yeah, I mean, 60 games, who knows? I mean, I think it takes a little bit away of the strength of the Yankees, whose strength is depth, and that offensive lineup's just going to wear teams down normally over the course of a season, beat up on a lot of bad pitching. And, you know, now it's just a sprint here, and depending on, you know, who you're playing and who's hot, who's not, could be a whole different situation. That's why I give the Rays a really good chance of taking the Yankees right to the end here in a division race, for one thing, for sure.
Well, one thing we know is that no team, you know, last year we saw the Nationals start 19-31 and win the World Series. You start 19-31 this year, you're done. Let's be
you're done.
You're finished.
You're done. And, you know, that's the thing. But I think these teams they'll have a different mindset knowing that it's only 60 games, because a lot of times, especially a veteran team like that Nationals team was, and they had some injuries. That was definitely a part of it at the start
right,
last year.
Right.
But I think it's always in their mind, hey, we got 162, we got a long way to go, you know, let's not panic. This time I think the intensity, the urgency is going to be there from the start, because, like you said, if you fall behind, you're not going to have the time to make it up. So I think this, in a way, it's fascinating. You know, look, we'd like to see a normal season, but I think baseball fans are going to catch on to it pretty quick, especially if their team is playing well. You're going to be into it because every game is going to matter. So I think it could be fun if this thing works out the right way.
How do you think, and we're talking to John Harper, talking baseball with him, how do you think the starting pitching is going to play out? I mean, are we going to see even more limited pitch counts? I mean, are you going to let these guys pitch five innings? I mean, how do you think that's going to play out?
Well, I think, you know, you're seeing it. Guys like, especially the top-end guys like Cole and DeGrom, they're saying they're ready to go six, seven innings to start out, because they did ramp up in spring training. They've continued throwing throughout. So this isn't like starting in March or April, I don't think. They're a little bit farther advanced. So I do think those guys, especially your better guys, you're going to be able to go 100 pitches right out of the gate or close to it. It's looking that way. But other than that, I think, look, we know the trend in baseball is to use the bullpens and not let the lesser starters go, you know, even the third time through the lineup. So I think now, especially you're going to have expanded rosters. You're going to have these managers going to have a couple more relievers to play with. I think they're going to use them, especially the teams that feel like they have deep bullpens. And you're going to see, you know, starters probably being pulled quicker than ever, at least early in the season. At least the three, four, or five starters for sure.
How about the new rule? And I actually am a little fascinated by the rule to start the runner at second base to start extra innings. Well, what's your feel on that?
I listen. I know everybody hates it. I know your partner hates it, but I am. I think it's a good rule, not for the postseason. And they're not going.
No, well, they're not going to use it then. They're not
right.
going to use it then.
No, for the regular season, I like it. I think it. Listen, it's not just because I've sat through too many extra inning games in the press boxes, but I have. But go on forever, because you know what happens in these extra inning games. A lot of times, these guys they all go up there trying to hit one out of the park, and next thing you know, you're in the 14th or 15th inning. I like it. I think it creates instant action. It creates some intrigue. You got a guy on second base. Are you going to bunt him over? You're going to not going to bunt him over. What are you going to do? How are you going to handle it? And you got a scoring opportunity in every single inning. So and then it becomes almost like a little bit like the college football playoff. Well, if they score now, obviously you got to score.
Right.
How am I going to approach this? You know, maybe you don't want to bunt him over because you're going for the bigger inning. So we'll see. But I do think I kind of like the idea of that thing, just because it's instant action. I've seen too many extra inning games where nothing happens for too long.
Yeah, I actually am a little intrigued by it. I think it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Well, tell your partner to give it a try.
Well, you know what, though? But maybe once he sees it, maybe he'll look at it differently, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he will. I don't know.
From what I've heard in the minors, you know, that they've used it in the minors, and, you know, it's gotten a pretty good response from people, even the guys that have played the game. It's not, I don't think it's, I mean, it's quirky, but I don't think it's gimmicky, because it is what it is. It's like, you know, both teams have the same, there's no advantage for either team. You're just creating a little bit of action to start the inning.
How about the DH now in the National League? And I think it's going to stay now. I mean, I know they haven't committed to it for next year, but I mean, I got to believe once we see it now in the National League, it's here to stay in the National League.
I think so too. Although getting, you know, that'll have to be something that players and owners have to agree on. And since they can't agree on anything
these days, right.
Who knows? But so maybe, you know, I think they'll figure out a way because it benefits both sides. I think the players want it because it creates more jobs. And I think the owners have come around to it. They feel like it creates a little more excitement, things like that. I'm going to miss the National League style. I do. I like the strategy, not just, you know, everybody says double switch and all that, but it makes the manager make a decision on whether to pull his pitcher, whether to pinch it for him or not. In the American League, you don't have to make that decision. I like the strategy in the National League. I'm going to miss that. And my motto is be an athlete out there. I know not a lot of pitchers can hit, but I think it's fun to see guys who can get out there and compete. Guys like, and the Mets have some guys like DeGrom and even Syndergaard that can hit. So they'll miss that. But, they listen, the DH is a huge advantage for the Mets. We know that. I heard you talking about Cespedes before. But, you know, I think he's ready to play. But I did see some video of him. He looks smooth running straightforward, even running the bases. But I saw some video of him in the outfield the other day moving laterally, and that still doesn't look smooth. It looks like his legs are kind of stiff and maybe favoring one side or the other. So we got to see him being able to play the outfield because I think he wants to play some outfield, and I think Rojas has said he wants to be able to use other guys in the DH spot, guys like Ramos and maybe Cano or even J.D. Davis. So we'll see. But anyway, the Mets have so many DH candidates that I think it's a huge advantage for them.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. Again, we're talking baseball with my good buddy John Harper. Well, what about Cespedes, John? I mean, do you say you see him running, he's ready to play. I mean, he's playing for the money. I mean, one thing about Cespedes, you know, he's playing for a contract. That makes me feel like he's going to be, you know, be busting it all year. What about that?
Oh, no doubt. And you would think 60 games. The only question is, if he is ready to play the outfield, you got to be careful. You don't want to push him because he's had notorious for having these pulls, these leg
once a week in the outfield, John. Maybe once a week at most.
Yeah, maybe a couple of days if you can do it. But, I think you're right. I think he's hungry. Not only is he playing for a contract, but remember, he's got a lot of incentives in this year built in after they took that money away from him because of the whole thing with the wild boar and all that. So, oh, yeah, if he's ever going to be hungry, it's this year. And so I think you're going to see the best of him. And he could, you know, you heard, I think it was Conforto say, you know, he's been a monster out there so far. So, these guys know what a difference he makes. He brings a little swagger to that lineup. I think he makes all those guys feel a little more dangerous. So I think he could be the difference maker that really puts them over the top if everything goes well for them.
How about the ownership situation with the Mets? I mean, what are you hearing? I mean, Steve Cohen, I mean, most Met fans want to see him. I'm not adverse to A-Rod, to be honest with you. I think A-Rod would be all about trying to win, I could tell you that. But how do you see this playing out with the Mets ownership?
Yeah, the A-Rod thing would be fascinating because he'd be owner of the Mets and in the same division with Jeter owning the Marlins, and you know how much he'd want to
absolutely
top Jeter on that end of it. So that would be really something. But it, you know, everything. I was talking to somebody last week who has some insight into this situation and said that he doesn't think there's any doubt that Steve Cohen's going to get the deal done, that he's got the most money, he's willing to make the deal, and he's just been kind of biding his time through this whole thing. And now he's probably going to get a more advantageous deal than he would have the first time because it seems like the Wilpons are in a position where they really need to sell.
Any concerns about the Yankees? I mean, they had a couple guys, LeMayu tested positive, Chapman's tested positive. We saw Kanaka get hit in the head. I guess he's still in the concussion protocol. You know, Judge has got a stiff neck. I mean, any concerns? I mean, they're all deep, but any concerns there?
Yeah, I think there are. I mean, yeah, they are deep. And I think that, listen, they're going to be good no matter what. But
they're
going to be really good. You need Judge. And it is, I hate to say it, but it is starting to be a little worrisome that these little things keep cropping up. I know it's just a stiff neck now, but it seems like a lot of little things have been there the last few years. And then who knows with Stanton, you know? I mean, sounds like they're going to try and limit him more to DH than anything now because I think they're so worried about his legs getting hurt. Those guys are obviously huge difference makers. And then you assume Chapman's going to come back from the testing positive, but still, you have to worry a little bit about that. And LeMayu, you know how important he was. So those are some key pieces, and you still got to see Paxton come back from his situation and now Tanaka. So it just seems like all these things continue to follow the Yankees around, going back to last year with the injuries. But I do think, you know, they have so much talent. They're gonna be in the postseason one way or the other.
And you know, you're playing a 60-game season. I want to see these guys play. I mean, I don't want to see a guy, you know, Gleyber Torres, Pete Alonso, you know, Jeff McNeil. I mean, a younger player. Oh, well, he's going to play 4 days, and then I got to sit him down. I mean, yeah, am I nuts saying this? I mean, Judge, too. I mean, can you play 60 games?
Come on, Joe. It's all about load management now. You know,
I mean, load management, 60 games. What load management are we talking about? I mean, you got to give me at least 50 games. I mean, at least 50, Joe.
I'm with you. I think you got to push your guys. You got to get the best out of your guys. In this, you know, really, 60 games is nothing in a major league season. So, but I do have a feeling that these guys now, they're so attuned to analytics and these plans that they build out for these players that they're still going to give guys off days, because there's not going to be a lot of off days built into this. I think it's what, 66 days,
right?
So, I push these guys, but I think they are going to have their scheduled off days and all that, depending on what else is going on. But it does drive you a little bit crazy, because these guys are young and in the prime of their baseball life. I think they can play 60 games without any huge problem.
You know, one other thing, too, August 31st now is the trade deadline. Do you see a lot of movement with the way the year is? I mean, can you see a lot of deals being made this year?
You know, that's going to be tricky, I think. I'm sure teams will some teams will be looking to make moves, but really, how many teams are going to be completely out of it by then, though? You know, where they don't feel like they have any kind of shot.
Right, that's true.
You'll only have played, what, 30 games or so at that point, or maybe a little more. And unless you just completely fall apart, you know, you're going to think maybe you can still make a run at the wild card. So I wouldn't think there'd be the usual kind of movement, but I'm sure, you know, I'm sure Jerry DePoto will finally make a trade in Seattle, for one thing. But it'll be different. And I think you also, I'm sure these guys really aren't taken into consideration, but these players, do you really want these players moving around from team to team? The whole idea is, if you really, safety is right, the first priority, that would be another problem if you're going to start doing that as well.
How about the, one last thing, how about the no fans in the ballparks? I mean, how much do you think it's like, because I mean, I just think about the Yankees playing with no fans in Yankee Stadium. I mean, that's going to be very strange. I mean, how much you think that's going to affect players?
Yeah, I've been watching, you know, some of these steps with the inner squad, and it is different. But I guess it sounds like a lot of teams are talking about piping in some crowd noise or something to make it something. If nothing else, I saw somebody was talking about they're worried about too much back and forth between dugouts in an empty stadium where fighting is prohibited under these new rules. So I think they probably will have some kind of noise. It will be different, but at the same time, I don't think these players are going to have any problem with intensity, because there's still a lot at stake here. And as we said, 60 games, there's no time for, you know, kind of drifting your way into the season. You got to get going. And look, if you're up there facing Gerrit Cole, you better be grinding no matter who's in the ballpark. So I still think there'll be a lot of intensity because so much is at stake. And I think this championship still is going to mean as much as any other championship to teams, because you have to deal with a lot now on the field, off the field, and then you're still going to have to go through the gauntlet of these playoffs, which, as we know, is a huge problem, not a problem, but a huge accomplishment to get through all the levels of playoffs in October. So I think you're still going to see good baseball.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, if the Mets won a World Series, I wouldn't be throwing it back, because it was a 60-game season.
It's only been 34 years?
34. So. Yeah, it's nothing compared to the Jets and the Knicks, for that matter. It's nothing. What's 34
years? You and
years?
I are among the dwindling people who saw the Jets win the
dwindling.
Super Bowl.
That is right. Even the Knicks, there's a lot of dwindling. There's no doubt.
I tell you, Joe, that was fun. I got to see that championship game, Lakers-Knicks, during this whole thing. They showed those games.
Yep, yep. The Clyde game, 36-19, Willis and Clyde.
Yeah, I don't think I saw that the first time, because it was on tape delay.
Tape delay, and it wasn't – right. Yeah, I listened to that game with Marv on the radio, to be honest with you.
Right, it was really fascinating to see it because, I mean, we all know it's the Willis-Reed game 7, but – man, Frazier was unbelievable. Yeah. Clyde had the game of his life.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool watching that.
Yeah. Real quick, too, before I let you go, Clint Frazier talking about playing with a mask on. You think we're going to see like a lot of guys playing with masks on, John?
No, I wouldn't think so. Not. I think you'll see guys wearing them in the dugout.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you'll see too many in the field. I think I've seen in that Korean baseball league, I think I've seen some guys wearing them, but I think Frazier might be the exception. Listen, you know, more power to him if he wants to wear it. But I think you see it more where these guys kind of tend to congregate rather than on the field.
Did you catch the end of the golf? Well, it was pretty good yesterday, Morikawa. That was a great playoff. I also had him in my pool, so I was happy about it. But
I know I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
How about him? How about him? Thomas drops a 50-foot putt, and Morikawa tops one on top of that.
Well, Thomas had a three-shot lead. He had a three-shot lead going to the last three holes.
I know.
Wound up blowing it.
That first playoff hole was unbelievable.
I know it was.
Oh, man. Okay, that kid Morikawa, he's the real thing, though.
Watch out for him. I agree. He's only 23 years old. He's on his way to being a big-time player. I agree. John, it is always a pleasure. We'll play golf again before the summer's over, right?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Joe.
All right. And don't forget, catch John tonight on baseball. What is it? Baseball Night in New York on SNY.
Baseball Night in New York. You got it.
All right, Johnny. John Harper.
See you, Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.